we're going to return now to today's main focus on the programme, the Dublin South Central constituency here in the heart of the capital, a four-seater with three of the outgoing TDs, Aengus O'Snoddy, Joan Collins and Patrick Costello, aiming for re-election. With us is Gary Murphy, Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Government in Dublin City University. Gary, it's a really interesting constituency. How would you characterise it?
I think it's probably the most left-wing constituency in the state, Rachel. The four TDs are all anti-establishment, really. Patrick Costello would be seen as being on the left of the Green Party. And Joan Collins, who was on the RT debate last night with for Right to Change, just snuck over the line the last time. Breed Smith, a long-known campaigner for People Before Profit. So very left-wing. Fine Gael have always had a bit of strength here. And Catherine Byrne, their candidate in 2020, actually came second in first preferences, but couldn't really buy a transfer. And that was the problem both for her and Catherine Arda, who's running again for Fianna Fáil. Mary Siri Kearney is running for Fine Gael. And I think that will be the issue. It's a really difficult one to call because first preferences in 2020, it certainly didn't pan out like that. As I said, Joan Collins barely got over 2,000 votes, just some... less than 9%, I think, of the first preference vote, and managed to get that lassie. So very left-wing, very anti-establishment, and as your earlier contributors are aware, it's an area of significant disadvantage. And one other issue to look at is turnout. Turnout here is relatively low. It was at 54.5% in 2020, but that's down 9 full points from 63.5% in 2011 only. So a high turnout might benefit those anti-establishment parties, but it also may we simply don't know, could benefit the government parties if those who are, let's be frank, comfortably off come out and vote for the government.
You mentioned Aengus O'Snoddy of Sinn Féin. A fascinating thing happened here the last time. He effectively got two quotas, but he didn't have a running mate.
He got 17,000 first preference votes. And just to put that in context, that was 12,000 more than Catherine Byrne, who came in second place. A gargantuan vote, 39% of the first preference vote, would have been guaranteed to bring in a running mate comfortably. And there's lots of stories about Sinn Féin and missing their chance of two seats in a whole host of constituencies. You have to give them, I think, some bit of a break because no one could have expected their big Sinn Féin wave. But here in Dublin South Central, that was a bad mistake because they had a very strong candidate and a strong local grown one. No, they're running three candidates. They're running Doughty Doolan, who ran in the European election. No, he only got 2.8% of the vote, and if that translates here, I think that would rule out his chances. And they're running Maura Devine, a local councillor, but she was only won the fourth of the fifth seat in the local election. So I think a second seat here might be a lot to ask, and running three candidates, especially if two and three are close together on first preference votes, I mean that makes it quite difficult for them. So, it's ambitious to run three, but perhaps a tad too much.
There are a number of candidates on the right. I think the most prominent is probably Councillor Philip Sutcliffe of Independent Ireland. Now, during the local election, when there was perhaps more focus on immigration, he got a fairly solid vote in Ballyferm at Drimna.
Yeah, I think there was roughly about 17-18% of the vote in that area of the constituency, Rachel, went to what we might call candidates on the cultural right, perhaps. They would, I think, reject the term far right. And he is, of course, supported by Conor McGregor, who you just touched on in your previous piece, and well known, of course, in boxing circles as a coach. And look, if independents are at 20% in the polls nationally, I think there's a chance that they're probably in and around that percentage here. It will depend whether those who are anti-establishment go left to Joan Collins, and what Breed Smith's successor, Hazel Nortoon, based in Ballyfermot, whether they go left, or will they be tempted to go right? Because there's no loyalty in this constituency, I suspect, amongst those who will be casting their votes. It's a really difficult one to call, and I certainly wouldn't rule out Mr. Sutcliffe.
I should say you can get a full list of candidates on the RTE website. Gary, as you're with us, a few words about the neighbouring constituency here, Dublin Central. Again, four seats. And again, like, who would call it? I mean, it's the constituency of Mary Lou MacDonald, Pascal Donoghue, Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats, the Greens, Nasa Harrigan, and now we have a host of other well-known candidates in the field.
Well, including Jerry Hutch, of course, who also involved in boxing circles, supporting boxing clubs in the north inner city. Of course, it's just across the river from South Central, where we are. Again, Sinn Féin would certainly have got two seats if Mary Lou MacDonald had ran a running mate. There was certainly a lack of ambition there in 2020. They're now running Janice Boylan, who was on Drive Time last night representing the party in the interview with Sarah McInerney. I do think it's probably a bit of a stretch when the party is under or pressure. Pascal Donoghue didn't do very well in first preferences the last time and just about managed to hold on, getting transfers from across the board, but you would have to expect that he would be, say, Mary Fitzpatrick for Fianna Fáil has been trying to get elected here literally forever, and I'm not sure.
2007, I think. Was that the actual date she first ran?
It was, and that was the famous time when Bertie Hearn's other running mate, Cyprian Brady, got 900 and odd votes.
The human surplus, as they called it.
He was the farthest candidate, or the candidate who was farthest back in first preference to win a seat. Claire Daly, I think the independent, does put a little bit of a spanner in the works of those on the left, particularly Gary Gannon of the Social Democrats and Nasa Horrigan of the Greens, who will, I think, be fishing in that pond. She also has the support, as I understand it, of the old Tony Gregory, Maureen O'Sullivan, whether it's appropriate to call her the machine or not, but their supporters. They both won seats there, as we know. I remember saying that Maureen O'Sullivan's chances were over in 2016, and then she got a lot of transfers.
She rose up through
exactly
the field.
And so that wasn't very good for my punditry in that particular election. But I think Claire Daly, just on name recognition alone, she would seem to have a good chance, and I would be surprised if the four incumbents do retain their seats. I think Gary Gannon and Nasa Horrigan will be struggling. Labour are quite hopeful that their candidate Marie Sherlock, who they use quite a lot on the media, will poll well, but I think it might be a struggle for her. But certainly, and on the other side, Malachy Steenson is hoping for a good poll. But his local election results were only okay, and then to travel further, where we're not
all
sure.
Right.
But that's a brute of a constituency to predict as well, Rachel.
All right, Gary, thank you very much for that. And like I said a few moments ago, you can get a full list of all the candidates in these constituencies on the RTE website.